It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback on this Tuesday. Well, we mentioned it and why we love today. 91 years old. You talk about the old guard, like the original guard, the Farron Youngs and that kind of guard of Music City, Nashville back in the day. Some called the establishment. Bobby Bear, one of the voices right in there. 91 today. Born as an Ohio kid. And repeatedly throughout the 50s, tried to sell his songs and failed and moved to Nashville blindly. One of those stories. Finally got a record deal and recorded a few unsuccessful rock and roll singles in the 50s. Just like Tweety. And just before he was drafted in the U.S. Army, he got his first big break. Ain't that the way it goes? So when he got back, he then went to Nashville. Ended up scoring about 30 hits along the way. And only one country hit, though. We played it earlier, Marie Laveau in 1974. But a very long career. I mean, 91. And in fact, in 98, formed the band Old Dogs with his buddies Jerry Reed, Mel Tillis, and Waylon Jennings. Ooh. I do remember that now that unlocked that memory. One of the old guard when it came down to it. But a bridge, in a way, to another movement in 1971. Studio audience.
1971!
Step to it. When he recorded this song.
Yesterday's dead and tomorrow is blind. I just live. One day at a time.
1971, One Day at a Time. That appeared kind of on his greatest hits compilation 1971 album. He had recorded it years before, though, and it was written by Willie Nelson. It's the only song Willie ever wrote, and he didn't really necessarily write it for Bobby Bear. This was written by Willie before the big boom in Willie's own career. So, in fact, when Bobby Bear recorded this years earlier is when Willie was basically just giving away his songs to make ends meet. So that's how it ended up with Bobby Bear. We'll send you to Willie Nelson at 8 o'clock into That Ain't My Twitty. And by all accounts, Bobby Bear is still doing great. So happy 91st today, buddy. One of the legends.
Some
cake. One day at a time, Hank.
I live one day at a time.